Now being recorded.
Welcome every councillors and our deputy CEO. And open the meeting 11:49. Yeah. Two attendees and apologize absent. Neil. No apology. No. Leave the absent. Neil. Three. Disclose the of interest. Anyone?
Me.
What point?
No. I haven't got any interest then.
Because it's only it's not the point. It's a report.
Yeah, general report. Unless the council is moving to move a motion on it, it's just to accept that general.
All right. Yeah, it's only general report, Mr. Willow.
That's all right.
Okay, Neil.
I just thought
I'd put it in. Yeah, it's all right. Public question time. A response on the question time, Neil. Question time without the notice, Neil. Petition or deputation presentation submission, anyone in the office?
No, just that we held a citizenship ceremony at the start of the day.
Yes, ceremony today.
Very well done too.
Yep, ceremony. Thank you, Councillor, for the staff for the ceremony. I think the for the lady is really important, you know, all the support, you know, he have in here. Thank you, guys.
She's in Australia now. She'll be having the rest of the family over.
So, six notice of meta for this discuss behind door. Yes. 17.1. Okay. Yes. Application for the leave of absent. Anyone?
When's the next meeting?
28th of February.
In between, I'll be right.
Okay, Neil. Anusa concerning meeting attended. Anyone attended meeting? Councillor Willow?
Well, I haven't been here since I attended the fence one there, and I went to one yesterday for training. I've done my share.
Yeah. Workshop.
Workshop,
that's a word.
I think all of you should have been there for it.
Anyone? Another one? Angus?
Oh,
the same. Angus is the same in the workshop. Myself, the same in the workshop. And the 24th, and attended with the CEO. And with our FDS, political news and media release, plus the meeting with the opposition guys, you know, and talk to different staff, Lao Wandra, and, you know, the flood damage, all the stuff, of this stuff. And, you know, I'm talking about the same, the entire, all the, our pushing. This is for the part for me. 9, confirmation of the minute. Minute ordinary council meeting, the 20th of December 2024. Officer recommendation that the minute of the council meeting held on the 20th of December 2024 is attached to be confirmed as true and correctly record. Somebody move it.
I do.
Willow. Okay. Councillor Will. Councillor Payne. Any question? With the last agenda? Put in bold?
Yep.
6, 7, 11.1 Capital Progress Report. Officer recommendation. The Council received the progress report to the Capital Work Programme on the 31st December 2024. Somebody move it?
Yes.
Angus. Got it. Any question or clarification in this point? No one? Put in vote?
Yes.
Point 11.2 Technical Service Report. Officer recommendation. The Council received the Technical Service Report of the 22nd January 2025. Somebody move it? Councillor Willock.
Well done.
Seconder? Angus?
Yes.
Any question or clarification? The 11.2 point. Put in vote?
Yes.
Councillor Willock?
6-0.
6-0. Point 13.1 list of financial report, list of accounts. Officer recommendation. The Council received the schedule of accounts paid during December 2024 as a listed covering EFTS, directly debit payment, credit card payment, and wages as a number of totaling 1,142,154.78 cents from the Shire of Yalgoo Municipal Bank account. Move it, Councillor Willow. Seconda? Angus? Any question with the payment? Put in bold?
Yep.
6-0. Point 13.2 Investment Reports. Officer recommendation. The Council received the investment report of the 31st December 2024. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Councillor Willock and Gail. Any question?
Well, we're not totally broke, so that's all right then.
Any comment or any another question? Put in bold?
Yep.
6-0. Point 13.3. Monthly financial statement at the 31st December 2024. Officer recommendation. Council received the statement of financial activity for the period ended 31st December 2024, in accordance with the Regulation 34 of the Local Government, Bracket and Financial Management, Regulation 1996. Somebody move it? Councillor Payne? Second up? Angus?
Yeah.
Any question or clarification at this point? No question. Put in vote?
Yep.
6-0.
Sorry, was that a vote, Stan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Pick up a little rubber here. 14.1 General Reports. Officer recommendation. The Council received the Chief Officer General Report. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Councillor Willow and Gao. Any question? The only thing, guys, I'm going to touch on that one is the cancel of training, you know, and have a look, you know, for it's a kind of different training, you know, for look the in the calendar, okay.
So when's the training in Perth on in February?
27.
So yeah, we'll look at an April date for that one.
But Ian is going to check it out with the Q Parliament, you know, what is going on, because it's couple meeting together. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, Q Parliament's in April and this is for February.
Yeah, but this one falls too close. It's the day before the ordinary council meeting, so it'll be too hard to get people back here. And so they're looking at holding the same course in April again.
Oh, right.
Yep.
I'd rather go to a council meeting than train it anyway. So.
And also, with regard to the Yalga Hotel, it says the proposal to purchase probably will be presented along with the operational models. That's the next Shire meeting, is it?
The it will be determined after item 17.1.
Yep.
Yeah, so we... It'll have to be discussed alongside our budget review.
Any more question? Put in bold.
Yes.
6-0. 14.2. Seller of cut premium mover. Officer recommendation. The council accepted the sale of the cat premium mover for $50,000, being the highest bid and public auction. Somebody move it? Angus? Second up?
Sorry, just
Councillor Hora.
Tamisha.
Councillor Hora. Councillor Tamisha Hora. Any question?
Well, to me, it looks like it was an opportunity mix. So I know we've got another park coming up where either the president or somebody can okay the CEO, or we give the CEO full.
Yeah, not at this meeting, but when we review the delegations register.
All right, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
No more questions. Put in bold.
Yep.
40.3, local government election. Officer recommendation. The council confirmed the cost estimate from the Western Australia Electoral Commission to conduct to the 2025 Shire of Selgu ordinary election. Somebody move it. Mr. Willock. Second that. Councillor Tamisha Hora. Any question? Any question?
Oh.
No question? Vote?
Sorry,
Gal. Excuse me, Gal?
Yes, sorry.
14.4. Removal of the grid of Yalgu Nickel Road. Officer recommendation. The council approved the removal of the stop grid at SLK 61.73 on Yalgu Ningala Road. Somebody move it. Councillor Willow, Castle Pine. Any question?
Yeah, I'm always frightened of passing a truck on one of them and they blow a tire or something as we're going across the other. They're going to end up having nightmares about it. I'll tell you.
Any more question? Pull and bolt?
Yes.
6-0. 14.5. Party to native title application. Officer recommendation. The council note application WBAD 258/2024 native title within a portion of the Shire of Yalgu. Somebody move it. Angus, second that. Councillor Payne. Any question? Put in vote.
Yep.
To
I don't understand it, and I'm not quoting on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put them both again.
Yep.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
So is that 4 in favour?
No, 3-0. The
3-0.
So you can, either way, you can either cast a vote. It's only noting, yeah. So you can either lapse as not passing majority.
It's not passed because it's even vote. You've
yeah,
got
so you can either do a second vote.
No pass.
The okay.
No pass.
Yeah.
So
do you have all the parties who voted and didn't vote? Or that voted for and against, just because we have to report
yes.
that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Against.
Against.
Dan. Damisha again or myself.
Yeah.
4.
Okay. 14.6, new policy agenda briefing. Officer recommendation, the council adopted as a present policy on agenda briefing. Somebody move it. Councillor Willow, second that. Councillor Pine. Any question?
I think they should just give us plenty of time, that's all.
Councillor Angus?
I just don't really understand it. Councillor, it says, the comment, it's important to note that the agenda briefing sessions are not occasions for debate and should be seen as fact-finding opportunities. What's that? How's that, it's something to vote on. It should be seen. I mean,
you can do it in such a way as asking or putting a point out without letting everyone know the way you're going to vote. So without making the decision at that point of the discussion, either just discussing it from a devil's advocate or different point of view. Or asking a question. So doing it in either way, as long as no one's saying I am going to vote.
But this is the other thing, Councillor.
Just to find out how it's all going to come across, and I assume that you're going to find out how you're going to vote in your own mind by having these discussions.
But that is the reason you have briefing before start the meeting. This is the point you have before for all the discussion on the table. One, start officially, everybody clear how you vote. For example, how clear in the last point, what is my vote? Because I'm discussing before.
And it's not muted.
Yeah.
The best part of it is it's not taped and you can spin whatever bullshit you like.
This is a first step
before it's taped.
Another question, customers? Put in bold?
Yes.
New policy, affixing a common seal. Officer recommendation, the council adopted attached a new policy execution documents and affixing of common seal to be inserted into the current policy manual. Somebody, Councillor William and Angus. Somebody, any question? Nope. Put in both?
Yep.
Got it? Yes. Yeah. 14.9, policy recording of council meeting. Officer recommendation, the council adopted the attached policy recording of the council meeting to insert it in the policy manual. Somebody move it.
Yep.
Mr. Payne and go, any question?
I think it's an invasion of privacy and, yeah.
Okay. Any question? Put in bold?
Yep.
Five 14.9, new policy related and party disclosed. Officer recommendation. The council adopted to attach a new policy related to party disclosed to be inserted in the current policy manual. Somebody move it. Councilor Willow. Second. Councilor Payne. Any questions? Put in vote.
Yeah.
5-6-0. Everybody clear with that. 14.10. Policy manual V6 full review. Officer recommendation, the council write of the outstanding debit 186 for the debit 260.
Skipped a page.
What?
You skipped a page, so back to the previous.
Oh, sorry. Officer recommendation, the council adopt a review organization policy manual V6, attached in the back. Number two, revoke the policy 1.4 council chamber usage and a citizen dress code and remove it from the current policy manual. And number three, revoke policy 3.7, press release and remove from the current policy manual. Somebody move it. Pine, second that. Angus. Any question?
Yeah, why are we moving pressure releases from the current policy manual? Because there's only two of you that can do pressure releases anyway, and that's in the manual,
yep.
Policy. So why are we taking it out?
It was quite strict in the past one that no one could speak to anything other than the president in the old policy.
So why can't we just amend it that the CEO and the president can agree between themselves these kind of talks?
Well, that's what already exists in the Act, so that's why we're knocking it out.
It's more put in there for formality. It's totally formality because he used before, president, you know, is the only one do the release, but undelegate in anyone, the CEO or delegate any councillor, you know, depending, you know, the issue. It's only just the delegation. For example, Angus, you tomorrow you're talking about fencing. He going to make the press release, have delegation.
Through the chair, if I might.
Yep.
When the policies were changed to increase the ones that were specific for councillors, one policy 1.11 remains, and it's media communications policy. So there is still one. There ended up the old one was still in there as that 3-point policy.
So like as well.
It's all right with me. I'm
yep.
just checking.
Yeah, it's all right.
I talk to the president will be as a private citizen, not as a councillor, all right?
It's all right, Councillor Willow. Question? It's open. Put in bold?
Yep.
14.11. Debitor. Officer recommendation, the council write off the outstanding debit $186 for debitor 282.62, the number, the invoice. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Councilor Willow and Angus. Any question?
Yeah, is this going to cover... There's four pages of this.
Councillor, I need move it if you pass in block. If you everybody accept it, pass in block, and pass 14.12, 14.13, and 14.14, pass in block. But I need a make a motion.
You got to make a motion?
Yeah. Okay, make a motion for passing block. Who move it? Councillor Willock, second that,
and that's sign.
Put in bolt?
Yep.
6-0 for passing block. Now, vote for the recommendation. Passing block.
Proceed. No, proceed. Yes, procedurally.
Okay. Yeah. Any question with the four staff? No question? Put in vote?
Yep.
Got it. 6-0. Passing block. Fifteen. Notice of the motion. Yes. Urgent business. Nil. And now close the door for the point 17.1.
So we just need a procedural motion to move behind closed doors.
Yes. Put the motion for closed door.
Yep.
Mr. Willow and Mr. Scora.
And that's the section of the regs discussing legal advice.
Yep. Yep. This is for closed door. Put in both for closed door?
Closed
door. Yep.
Six. Okay. Okay. All right. What time do you have in
the 12:31.
And close the meeting. Next meeting is Friday 28 February 2025. I'm going to change the...
We can have the commencement time the same, but yep, we will start the agenda briefing earlier. Yeah. Yep.
Briefing start 9 o'clock and council meeting start 10:30. Close the meeting. 11 at 12?
Yeah, 12:31.
12:31. Thank you very much, councillors. Anything question between now